Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? And what a big question that is right now. This is such an extraordinary moment, such an extraordinary breath. Let's just start with that. Just really give yourself the gift of the breath of this moment, going deeply in through your nose, illuminating up into that crown chakra, and just radiating out and saying, wow. We are here right now. And I want to welcome all of you and thank you for tuning in. Whether you've been on this journey with us that's going to culminate tomorrow, remember day 3 of 4 right now, whether you are tuning in for the very first time, thank you for trusting your heart and saying yes to being right here. I also want to remind you that you can call in, and because those phone lines get filled so fast and because Kira Ra forgot to turn on one, all right, I'm turning it on right now. There it is. Okay. Please give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008, where you'll be speaking with Don, our incredible producer, who will get y'all hooked up to talk with myself, with my beloved Sri, and with Jess, because it's a Trinity night, right? Doesn't it have to be a Trinity night? Of course it does. And of course, you can give us a call over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208, 517-208-1500, and get in the queue over there. Both lines, you can listen to the show while you are on hold, and it looks like they're filling up pretty fast. So if you get a busy signal when you call the 800 number, it just means all the lines are filled. So call in and get in the queue. Wow. Facebook, Oneness Talk Radio, over at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, everywhere, all the affiliates, including iHeartRadio. Thank you for the support. Thank you for being here today. So beloved angels, as we dive into this moment, I think the first thing I want to do is move out of the picture so you can see what I'm sitting in front of. This is today. This is literally today. Now, if you're saying, Kira, I don't get it, that's okay. Because what I want to do is I want to start back on Sunday, and we're going to culminate here. So on Sunday, Sri and I had the blessing right there. This is where we started. This was this Sunday. And Sunday was the 19th. It was this incredible moment of the beginning of the arrival. And the arrival has been coming in. It's the 19th, 20th, 21st. And tomorrow on the 22nd, which is the 4, right? The 2 plus the 2 is the 4 again. It will culminate this 4-day cycle. And we have been traveling with the Neowise Comet, which is what you see coming in here. This is that illuminated new moon. And so we have that extraordinary illuminated new moon. And you see the way that all of this was coming in this ignition energy. Now, as if that was not powerful enough, then yesterday on the 20th, at the peak of the illuminated new moon for this extraordinary moment of up-level energy. Remember, this was the up-level July energy. With everything else that's happened in July, we have this incredible up-level illumination. And here's what happened yesterday. And yesterday was massive because it was the birth of the lotus feet ascension. And so this is, as you see, I've been mentioning that it's going to be a series of 4. This is what has been birthing. And as I'm showing you each one of these, and tomorrow night, we're going to be having all 4 together at the same time. I'm going to make a collage of the 4. When you feel the energy of what has been coming in, do you see it? Look what the comet is doing, and you see how it touches the feet as this illumination of these beautiful lotuses. And last night, in during Monday Magic, as we have been revealing the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, once again, with timing that I am awestruck by and literally takes my breath away. We delivered the message about how humanity can come out of the mud, how that lotus is blooming, about how we are being invited to really say yes to our fifth dimensional presence, and that all true healing begins at the feet. And so last night, what we saw in that beautiful illuminated new moon in that up-level moment was the ignition of our new feet. And just as the ignition of the new root center is your heart chakra, the illumination of our feet is saying you no longer need to be bound to walking on the earth. You are able to walk with the earth. You are able to walk in your ascended presence. You are able to attain the state of ascended beingness. This is the epitome of the yoga of self-ascension, and to be able to have the body sustain that frequency. And that all came in yesterday. And then today, on the 21st, here we are. I'm going to just come back again. This is what's happening in real time right now. So what do you notice as you gaze into this? Well, the first thing you may notice is the archangelic presence, the wings. Remember, the 22nd, the 22 is the realm of the archangelics. This is the archangelic number, the 22. The 2 plus the 2 is the 4 again. This has been a 4-day process. The 4 plus the 4 is the infinite 8. And so today, you see the rainbow bridge? That's today. It's the rainbow bridge that birthed from this healing process. You see how the feet birthed up and said, okay, I am ready to transform. I am ready to transform. And I want you to really breathe that in, because that's what's coming tomorrow. There will be one more layer, and that will be tomorrow's layer. And I want to share two more things with you before I talk more about what's happening now and tomorrow. And I want to share with you some photos that were sent to me today. I had a lot of people sending me a lot of photos today, but I first wanted to share this one from Eric in New Mexico. He did not know about the wings. He did not know what happened today. He sent this picture and took this picture. And it is just so beautiful that when we care to look, that law of instantaneous manifestation is absolutely in front of you all the time. Pay attention. This is instantaneous manifestation. This is a heart connection. You ever wonder why sometimes you're the only one that just saw what was in the sky? Because that was that moment of instantaneous manifestation that was there for you. And There would be too many pictures for me to share them all with you that were sent today. But the other one that I felt was really important to share with you before we went any further and will be integrated into tomorrow's graphic. And here I was going to use a generic picture. You ready? I'm losing my breath. This picture was sent to me by our beloved Kenla in Thailand. It was taken by a friend of his. Are you freaking out? It was taken by a friend of his in Utah 2 days ago. This is the Neowise Comet. And so I want you to really breathe this in. I want you to really pay attention to this. Feel the energy. This is literally that comet that is offering us tomorrow. That look at its gold. It's freaking gold, right? And so this is what's being shown to us. And tomorrow, we are able to move, and I'm going to go ahead and stop the share on that again right now, because you will see more of that tomorrow. But what's going to happen is right here, we are going to move into that moment of spiritual championship. And spiritual championship is an acceptance of self. It is a sense of I am, that in the I am, absolutely, there is only the being. And the doubting, the fearing, the lack, the poverty consciousness, the cycles that would seek to keep you stuck or go backward are merely something that your multidimensional presence witnesses with divine love wrapped around, so that you may remain in your mastery presence. That is where we are right now. And that's what tomorrow is all about. At a moment when the planet is calling out for its champions, for its heroes, you know, insert hero for champion, whichever word you enjoy more. Words are just words, right? And so the key is, are you at a moment right now where you can don your wings, where you can reach out your arms as an embrace from the seventh dimensional presence and above in the energy of this beautiful ignited chalice and gaze through the eyes of your body with love and appreciation and the recognition that it is the moment to say yes to honoring the divine feminine within all. It is the moment to let down all ego, all concept of gender, all concept of any limitation, because it's all just limitation, is it not? And it's our opportunity to release all of that and say yes to this gift of experience of density, to be able to be in the honoring of lifting up, of no longer walking on Gaia, walking with her. And last night, I want to share this with all of you. Last night, if you were in Monday Magic, if you join us every Monday night, you saw this, but I thought, let's just put it on again. Last night, we shared something inside the ensoulment. And it was this very beautiful message. And this was part of the ensoulment. And the message was that with every step, right? You step out 1 foot, thank you. You step out another foot, I love you. You keep going, you step out that foot again, I am grateful to be gifted with the opportunity for this experience of density. Right now, this moment, this experience of density. And to say that with every breath, to really adapt that, to have it going all the time with every step though, when you connect with Gaia, you become the benevolent being of empowered mastery, saying, thank you, Gaia. I love you, Gaia. You're saying, beloved Gaia, there is a reason for you to be here. Please, you don't need to transform or die. We love you, and we will take nothing from you, and we will champion you. We will champion you, Mother Gaia. We will champion the divine feminine. We will champion the birth. For we are all the midwives as we are all the mothers. We are all. And every single experience, moment, breath, presence that's happening on the planet right now is happening because we are here. So how do we want to be? Do we just want to witness and be frustrated and angry and upset? Or are we willing to step forward and be the champion? Because what I can share is that your body is willing to be your champion. My body is championing, a hard word for me, me in ways that defy the mind because I've had to let go of the mind. And when we let go of the mind, it can no longer be defied, right? And so thank you. I love you. Keep walking, right? Step one, thank you. Step two, I love you. Step three, I am grateful to be gifted with the opportunity for this experience of density. And I am grateful for this experience and to be gifted with so many amazing beings who are all around me right now. And they are with all of us. You know, when we champion together, together we are better. When the champion meets the champion meets the champion, it becomes the undefeated team, does it not? And so I just really want to share that it is my honor and really my delight to welcome in first this evening as our co-host, the amazing, the one, the only, Jess Juntanen. Jess, welcome.
Hello, I am so happy to be here with you all. What a beautiful night. What a beautiful introduction. This is really a special, amazing moment.
Is it not? And I have to just right off say, you sitting there with the Lakshmi, I love it. You are Lakshmi with your two beautiful elephants. And I'm just loving that so much. And the lotuses, of course, right? The birth of the lotus feet, you know, I'll get out of the way, right? The birth of the lotus feet, you know, it's just so fabulous in that creation energy and that manifest, the law of instantaneous manifestation. So thank you for bringing in such a stunning, beautiful, collaborative energy.
Yes. Well, she said, I have to be here tonight. Lakshmi has to be here with us tonight.
And we never say no. When Lakshmi speaks, we all go, got it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. Well, I'm going to have a sip of my coca tea. So
amazing. What I'm noticing too, this evening, as we're coming in, there's like this quiet hush almost, like the moment before the birth, right? Where there's just the like, ooh, I've got like goosebumps just feeling it. It's like everybody's kind of, we can breathe, remember to breathe, but there's that moment of like the in-breath of something big's happening. So I feel so honored and blessed to be here as part of this moment with all of you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm smiling. My whole crown chakra is tingling because when we come together, champion to champion, miracles happen. The law of instantaneous manifestation and the energy, you know, I want to share again as you and I are opening up here that let us not forget that Neowise comet will be here again in 6,800 years. And here's something I want to share that, you know, we've been excavating here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Oh my God, Jess, wait till you get back here. Right. So it's like, it's so crazy what's going on. These ruins were there when this comet was last here. This temple is between 5,000 and 8,000 years old. And the more we excavate, now they're going even older. Now we're thinking it could be even more to 8,000 to 10,000 years old. And the native Kunyati over at Chobshi, when we walked into the museum, the first thing we were shown were the 10,000 year old artifacts. And who'd have thought? And so it's a mind-boggling moment for the law of instantaneous manifestation that here we have this, and I just want to list them, and then I'd love your feedback on this. So we have this, first of all, this whole comet thing coming in with the temple here at Tosa Blue Mountain, right?
Right.
Number one. Then we have the seventh dimension, the second time this year, by the way, that we're getting this message in a bottle that when we have this massive up-level opportunity, we also have a comet coming in going, hey, and the last time it was Halley's. Remember, it was that trail. And so we had that trail and are you listening? Are you throwing the bottle? But this time, that is number two. Now it's a seventh dimensional connection that will have a sincere, tomorrow is the arrival. Like I can't stress that enough. It's like the two come together and it's like a, whoa, what just happened moment for the seventh dimensional champion. And the fact that that's coming together and that we're even being gifted this information, that there are 7 billion people on the planet and that we have all come together. I'm sorry. Is that not a miracle? Is that not the law of instantaneous manifestation? Am I crazy here? So Jess, what are you thinking of all of this? What are you making of all of this?
I find it extraordinary. It is a miracle. And honestly, how often do we not even recognize miracles for what they are? But this is a burning bush if there was one that's going.
Like a gold burning bush that I happen to get, right? That we just got the most incredible photograph of because we happen to know somebody who happened to know somebody who did it. I'm like, oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a profound moment. And it really strikes me too that 6,800 years ago, the divine feminine was very active.
Exactly.
Right. That was the energy that was embodied and embraced by all as the given. It was the way before we started to forget, you know, so that it's coming back to us now with the 6,800 year turnabout. It's like, yes, it's time for the divine feminine to be back. It is what so many of us are crying out for. Even if people don't know it's what they're crying out for, they are crying out for
Feel your hands. As you're saying this, feel your hands. My hands are being filled with energy right now.
Yes.
Feel that, everyone. Do you feel this? Wow. 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 I am like digging this so much. And Jess, I want to dive into, because how many of us, when we were in school, when we were learning history, 6,800 years ago, you were a primitive species with God knows what. That's because that's the history of density. And this is the other thing that I'm finding so phenomenal, Jess, is all of the overlap. You know, we are at, last night, the T12 said in the discourse, we are in a year where there will be absolute tangible evidence, right? Well, hello, we're uncovering absolute tangible evidence. And I'm seeing that there's a lot of that happening everywhere, that the cosmic history, which has been documented before, which has been hidden, we all know the truth about cosmic history and all of that, and it happens to be on our property so we can actually protect it, right? We are actually uncovering this in real time. That is no accident, Jess.
It is not an accident. None of that's an accident that you guys ended up there not knowing consciously all of that was there. But of course, like, you had to be there. And it's literally a temple. You're on top of an entire huge temple. I mean, it's
mind-boggling.
What else will even be revealed after this? You know, having seen what I saw when I was there, I mean, my connection.
Which is like this much of it, Jess.
I know. It was like the tip of the iceberg.
Right, and it's a city. We're uncovering already the it's a city, and it's the entire top of the mountain. It's going to take us years. And we're going to need help, but it's crazy what's going on up there. And it's now, though, and this is what's so important. And I will share that. And I want to talk about this a little bit because I think it ties in to why all these miracles are happening. As you know, as Sri and I know, as I know Aparna and Bria know, and everyone who's here at Toast of Blue Mountain know, when you really say yes to living in the fifth dimension and above, the law of instantaneous manifestation starts going so fast, you don't even want to keep up with it anymore, because you're just living in a state of constant miraculous unfoldment. Like, yeah, everything just keeps falling into place, so you don't even have to think about it anymore. And that's what the spiritual champion energy is. That's what's getting a amp on the 22nd of July, so that discus of Vishnu, oh my gosh, you know, it's already doing a big spin. Wait till tomorrow night. Wait till tomorrow night. We are barely going to be able to contain this energy until the Lion's Gate, which tells you what's going to happen on 8/8, right? Can you feel
it? Oh yeah, this is just like the beginning of the opening.
My finger hurts.
Get the 8th.
Right? I'm like, okay, you don't have to burn my finger. I mean,
you know, it's on fire.
Right? It's freaking crazy, right? And go ahead, please.
Yeah, it is. It gets to be, like you were saying, it gets to be the normal that we get to experience the manifestation and the flow, if right. we choose it, to step into it, that this roaring flow of 2020 is opening up for us in unprecedented ways, and just get out of our heads and let it happen. It's truly phenomenal.
It's outrageously amazing is what it is. And, you know, speaking about outrageously amazing, because think about last night too, in Monday Magic, right? Zadkiel, as I keep saying Zadkiel, but it was the T12, talking about the power of the Trinity. We are living, this timeline is all about the Trinity. And so let's complete our Trinity for tonight, and bring in the one, the only, my amazing husband, Wisdom Teacher. Here he comes from around the corner. Now, this is very cool. He's had his chair here totally covered in green screen fabric.
He's floating in the air.
His chair, magic.
I'm sitting on
air. What is Sri sitting on? Oh, it's a magic.
That's a manifestation.
So, right, right. So here, namaste, and welcome, Wisdom Teacher Sri Ram Ka. We are grateful.
You.
Jess and I are grateful to welcome you into the show tonight. And aren't you looking handsome? Isn't he looking handsome tonight?
Well, anyway, thank you, my love.
You're welcome. I just had to say that.
I think there's beauty all around.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I agree.
And it's, you know, I was listening to you sharing all of your insights and delights. And one of the things that I just wanted to honor or celebrate, how many of you listening had kind of a challenging, or let me say it nicely, had some challenging moments in the last couple of weeks? Just pause. Raise your hand. And also me. There were plenty of those moments.
No, I swear not.
And yet I feel like something has birthed.
Yeah.
In this, just since this last up level, and it began yesterday for me, that there has been this release, this freedom. I feel like I'm floating on top of what was kind of sticky at times.
But you feel it in your heart too, right? You feeling this, Jess?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just, let me say it this way. I just feel supported in a new way.
That's championship. See, that's when, that's the champions rising. And just help me. You know, let's talk about tomorrow night, because I want everyone, guys, help me understand why you would not be there. Because I mean, forgive me, but there should be 1,000 people here and there's so few. And it's and I don't understand that, other than I think it's a lesson for me to pay attention that, you know, when we're ready to be a champion, we're ready to be a champion. And when we're not, we're not. And the reality is that to be a champion means you're saying yes to you. You're championing you and you in your wholeness, thereby being able to really affect the consciousness of the planet. And so, Jess, how is tomorrow night visioning for you? What, I mean, I'm just feeling the energy like you were just talking about. Tonight, we are in labor, is the way I'm going to put it. And how that labor is and how we transit that labor. And I think maybe a lot of people are in labor with their champion energy is what I'm sensing.
I think that is absolutely happening.
Are you feeling it here?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm burning up right now. I'm actually sweating. Hot.
Oh, I get it. No, I get it. I really feel that. I do. And I'm feeling this. I'm feeling heaviness right here in the center of the chest. Yeah.
There's a lot of that too. Yeah, that's true.
Well,
and
know,
I do believe.
So talk about this process.
Yeah, well, yeah, as we birth, literally and physically, if a mother is birthing, I mean, there are the contractions. There's the moments where... And if you flow with it, if you get out of your head and allow yourself to really be with it, that birth can happen so much more fluidly. And I've witnessed my own, I've been in my own births and other births where it goes different ways. And I've seen the most miraculous, beautiful births when people are in that flow. But there is always a moment, the transition comes. And every mother ever says, I don't think I can do this anymore.
So
and
true.
Right before the transition and the baby's going to come no matter what. And you know, when they say that, that's like the moment you're like, oh boy, here it comes.
Here it comes. Right. This is the moment. Right. And I'm loving the word contraction, because that's about this 4-day period too.
That's exactly.
Let's not forget that, right? We were talk to us about the new moon ceremony, because you kicked off this. It's, and here's what I love, guys. First, it was Jess who kicked off on Sunday, right? Then Shri was with me last night, but it was mostly Shri who was really doing last night's energy. I'm holding tonight's energy. And then tomorrow, the three of us are going to be together with all of you at the same time. And so, Jess, let's go back to Sunday. Let's talk about the new moon ceremony. What came in? How did that flow?
Well, that was amazing. It feels like that was 4 years ago, honestly.
Right? But right? 2 days ago?
I'm like, let me remember.
Right. Last year?
It was truly fantastic, because there really is that energy of creation coming forward. What are we creating in our dreams? What are we championing in our own lives? Right. And how are we supporting the planet as we move forward? How are we taking care of her? And the balancing that we all went through that evening, for those that were there, was really profound. And very much we went to that fifth and seventh dimension. So we are like, it's like sliding up into the seven. It's a sliding feeling, but up.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And then, of course, last night, you were there last night, and Shri, you were really championing this incredible light lesson of living in the fifth dimension last night. And so talk to us about yesterday and that energy.
Well, you know, perhaps that's part of the gift of how well things are going today, is that what we did last night was really anchored ourselves in the exploded crown energy.
And we got out of the mud.
We got out of the mud, the mud and the friction of density. And for those of you that are going, what's this exploded crown? Well, let's just, I'll give you a little brief, that the actual crown chakra opens into kind of a helmet,
a diamond,
a helmet of light, mm-hmm. you know, a diamond shaped helmet of light, as we lift with true love and compassion into the fifth dimensional energy. And one of the ways you can play with that is to breathe into your heart, get your heart anchored, and just relax into unconditional acceptance of your life and all that is. And then on the subsequent breaths, lift it up. Now, I don't want to get you all zonked out right now.
No.
however, as you lift up, you're going to start feeling a little bit floaty, a little bit of that opening. And that is the space where we can engage everything from the wide angle lens.
And that's where we'll be able to touch this energy.
Yes.
Because this energy is coming and it's visceral, but you need to be in that other space to really connect with it. And that's, I'll talk about tomorrow in a minute. I'm just so excited.
Well, you know, so often we are barging through our lives and we, you know, we're just right there on the front bumper of the vehicle, you know, what's going on? And versus kind of taking a breath and going, wait a minute, this vehicle, my life has its own momentum. Let me observe what's going on here. And then I can do some elegant course corrections rather than bombarding my everything. And that's one way, one little metaphor of describing what happens as we lift into the more ascended states, is that we're able to make elegant course corrections rather than reactive adjustments.
Well, you know, it brings me just back to you, because what I'm looking at is that the weekly tracking here and what's happening. And that, so we have everything you're talking about. I went right back to the birth, the challenge. And I was thinking about, you know, those contractions and the course corrections and the way that we approach birth, the way that we approach this expansion. And so I'm reflecting on what you were sharing about Sunday and what you were sharing about yesterday, is that we are all here really sharing right now the ascended up-level experience of this. However, I do want to interject, and I suspect everybody's had this experience as well. There is everything up-levels. Everything goes into the same energy. Just because we're sharing about it at this experience of consciousness doesn't mean we're the only ones experiencing it. Everyone is experiencing it. And it's an experience month, which makes it even more intense. Remember, what will August be? Choice, which is going to bring us back to September awareness. So Jess, in that framework, before I dally more into today and tomorrow, from the density perspective, what are you noticing right now? Because I know we're noticing a lot, you know, quite a bit happening. And how would you invite people to really move through that?
Yeah, thank you for asking and bringing this up, because I think it is so important. I am noticing, as I discern and watch others or have others that are talking to me, there's a lot of intensity in the experience of density right now, because you're right, everything's up-leveling, right? So the experience of if there's fear present, if there's anger present, people feeling really tired versus inspired, just, you know, and I sense there's a lot of people that are on that verge of going like, am I going to push through this or not? They're in that moment. And
that's important to bring up. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it can be tough. So if you're feeling any of that, I mean, it's normal. It's okay. And it's a big reason why it's so important. Like, spiritual practices are moving beyond just, I do this to feel better or something. It's moving into, I do this because it's my way of life. It's not,
I'm doing this,
I'm not doing this prescriptively. I'm doing this as my being. And that I feel like is where a lot of people are being invited into that now, to like say, I'm really stepping into my being now versus like, I'm doing these things. And, you know, I know like tomorrow night, we're going to go places and activate things that are beyond my own mind. I think all of us will be blown away mutually by this. So really, it's such an opportunity for us to come together, because we are supporting each other's lift, dreams, this new world that we see as possible. If you're looking around not liking what you're seeing, then it's really your call to say, time to really step into who we are and create the new world the way we see it as possible.
To call in that perfect balance, right? You know, it's just, we are being so loved that, remember, we're in this 2-year love fest from the universe saying, look, we're going to give you these 2 years, but it's really important you do something with them. You know, it's like, okay, here you go. You've graduated. Now show us what you can do kind of thing. Go ahead, Sri. I heard you were kicking in there.
Oh, no, I'm just breathing heavily. No, you know, it's important to remember that there's no such thing as inaction, yet we can take the active principle of our creative capacity and actively create in action. So there's a little spiritual paradox to play with, because lethargy, apathy are very low frequency energies. And yet many people who are lifting, who are really touching into a pure state of ascended living, of love-based living, get tired. And part of the reason is they get tired is they're torn between two realities.
They're not empowered.
And they don't empower their higher expression, their mm-hmm. authentic expression. Mm-hmm. You are a soul inhabiting a body. You're not a body having occasional spiritual experiences.
Body with benefits.
Body with benefits. There you go. You know, I get a little union now and again. No, it's
Bad Kara.
No, that's
that
right.
That was good. That was good.
Because what we forget is that all of those frictions, all of that fatigue are signs of the forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. You forgot that you forgot.
So true.
And so it's so important to hang out with folks who are holding the vibration so that you don't slip into that drowsy state. And yet we so many of us have interactions with frequencies and old commitments and density stuff that it's incumbent upon us to do our spiritual practices, to hold our frequency, to hold our love, walk into whatever engagements that you've agreed that you would do until you decide you're done with them.
Well, and this is where it brings us to tonight, because everything the two of you have said, so just, I want to go back to what you were saying, because what you were saying would for many invoke self-judgment, right? Everything that they're walking through right now, it would all come back to that self-judgment. Well, of course, that's why the energy is so intense that you would say, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Why do I do this? You know, I was there myself this past week. It has been that intense. And the reason that's in front is because it carries judgment, because judgment is the gateway to the seventh dimension. Compassion is what lifts us to the fifth dimension. Well, there's still some judgment in the fifth dimension, guys. Get over it. The fifth dimension isn't what you may, it will be whatever you need it to be. Let me just refrain from saying that, other than please take living in the fifth dimension, and you can read what Zadkiel said about it, that it's basically a waiting room. And that, so in the fifth dimension, what's really happening is you're either still not sure if you're going to stay. And a lot of people go in and out of that waiting room. That entry frequency of the fifth, and this is why that erosion of the fourth has been so critical. And then you also get the choice to be in there and go, oh, okay. Or you get the choice to look straight ahead and be so fascinated with the fifth, you stay there as long as you need to stay. And so the gift of being able to lift into the seventh dimension is right now. Yeah. I mean, and it only comes when we release judgment. We have to release the judgment of the self. So it's why it's so intense. It's why it has to be this way. And it's why the universe is saying, look, we get it. We'll send a comet, okay? We'll just send you this huge comet that comes every 6,800 years, because we know a lot of you need a burning bush. So how about we put one in the sky? I mean, let's really pay attention to that blessing. And of course, the 6 plus the 8 becomes the 5. It's that eternal life. And this is where, for me, all of these beautiful serendipitous things with, look at the eternal nature of the temple that's right here at Tosa Blue Mountain, that how many thousands of years has that been really buried, that we have now shown up at the appointed hour to uncover that which has been waiting in a true third dimensional way, so that no matter where your consciousness is inserting, you can track with what's happening. I feel that we're all blessed beyond belief. I agree with you about tomorrow night. This is what we're looking like right now. I showed you guys all the other ones. This is what we're looking like right now. Wait till you see tomorrow. I won't be able to make it till tomorrow, because it has to be in that day when it comes in. But tomorrow is an opportunity for a collective voice, not to come together as, you know, well, we pray, we hope, but to come together and stand and say, I am ready to not only claim the truth of who I am ready to be a champion for myself so that I may champion others to remember who they are. Remember, the greatest gift we can give the planet is our mastery presence and form. That is the yoga of self-ascension. The essence of the yoga of self-ascension, it's on our website on the Meet Sri and Kira page. I think it's all the way down at the bottom. It's very, very simple. It's to listen, to love, and to hold the space for enlightenment. That is the yoga of self-ascension in its mastery practice, to listen to the all, including the self, including the divine, to love without exception, to love. There's no dot, dot, dot after that, to love. But it does not say without being empowered, to love. And then to hold the space for enlightenment. There's only one way you can hold a space for enlightenment, and that is to be the walking embodiment of that. That is the yoga of self-ascension. That is what Sri and I practice. That is what we live right here at the Tosu Blue Mountain Sanctuary and Self-Ascension Campus. And we are excited. And Jess, I want to share it tonight, if you don't mind. And my crown chakra, every time I start doing stuff like this, forgive me, guys, my crown chakra goes crazy. This rainbow bridge here, over the past 5 days or during this entire event, it actually really got going Sunday. It had a whisper of last Friday, but this really got anchored on Sunday. What we know is that Tosu Blue Mountain is a sacred sanctuary and campus where anyone who visits here can come for a month, can come for a year, can come for a night, but that when you come here, it is because you are ready to be in the energy of self-ascension. And so we've made a very strong commitment to that in a way we have not done before, because what we have done is said, we're going to revamp the TosaBlueMountain.com website to be more self-ascension forward, because we had made it more public forward. And with the raising of the temple here, I'll share with you something I shared with Sri the other day. When two of our Cosmic Origins visitors went up to the, after the new excavation had begun, I was out in our courtyard, and this black cloud, I swear, I kid you not, like this little black cloud manifested like out of nowhere and is over me. And I looked up and was like, well, that's fascinating. And it was like in this moment of direct connection, I clearly heard, you must be very careful with what you are opening. And I offered my complete humility and respect and commitment and knew that we're not closing Tosu Blue Mountain. We're just saying that if you come here, you need to know that everybody here lives the fifth dimensional energy of the yoga of self-ascension. It doesn't mean you have to do anything. It just means you need to know that's what you're saying yes to visiting. So I wanted to share that with you because it's something that we have maybe wrongfully, I don't know, I trust the timing, but we really buried the that aspect of it. So I wanted to share that first on Soul Mirrors, because it seems this is the show every week where we do our first time sharing. So that's this week's first time sharing. So Jess, how does that feel for someone who's been here before?
Absolutely amazing. Before you even said it in words, I mean, I'm not even quite in this dimension now. I'm totally there with you guys. I am yeah, I'm also just like, what is happening? No, that is so important, because if you haven't been to Tosu Blue Mountain, it is definitely completely different than a lot of sites you're going to visit. The energy there is sacred, and I think it is very important that we say what it is about anything these days. We say and show what we are. We're showing the torch, we're showing up and saying, this is what this sanctuary is about.
Exactly.
Yeah, very important.
Well, thank you. And so over the next month, you're going to see some massive shifts in our website. So we'll let you know when it's done. But we're very excited about it, because we are going to be putting in some curriculum programs where you can come and really study self-ascension right here in the hub, so to speak, and really emphasizing on a lot of different things. Everybody can come for some form of seva. And depending on whether you want to offer no seva or an hour a day or up to 4 hours a day, we'll reflect the discount in your rate. So but we really feel that everyone who comes, because all of us who live here are certainly of seva, and that when we come together in true divine devotional service, we are truly making a difference for ourselves, for our planet, for all. And so thank you. Thank you for supporting that. And, you know, I'm thinking, speaking of supporting all of this, first of all, you can go over to sriankira.com and make sure you're registered for tomorrow night. And so that is the arrival. Remember, tomorrow night is literally the arrival. As soon as you arrive at sriankira.com, you cannot miss it. It's everywhere. Click on it, be there, get there. All right, Sri, let's start with some callers. Jess, you ready for some callers?
Absolutely.
All right, we have plenty of people who have been very patient. All right.
Well, where do you want to go here?
Well, I guess
lots of folks.
Yeah, let's go over here. We're going to, looks like Denise from Atlantic City, I believe, and is over at BBS Radio. Is she on?
Yay.
Hi.
Hi.
Namaste.
How
welcome.
Are you?
We are well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And I resonate with everything that everybody's saying. And I really felt that what Sri said at the end and the vibration, because when I'm on the call with you guys, my vibration just goes soaring way up, up, up. Mm. And I thought it was cool that you were talking about Kenla too, because I met Kenla in Hawaii, end of Hawaii 2016, and on a spiritual retreat, and it gave me a blessing, and I like that, how we're all connected. And Jess was talking about divine feminine and divine love. And I brought back a divine love crystal singing bowl, divine feminine, ease, flow, and grace. And I'd like to give it a little whirl just to ground all these energies in.
We would be happy to receive. No, thank you for the blessing. Let's all take in a breath and receive this blessing.
Okay, here we go. I hope that came over clear for everyone.
Oh, I was just enjoying the breath. It was beautiful. What a gift. Thank you, sweetheart.
Good. And the gift of the bowl is ease, flow, and grace to those that hear it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks for your sharing.
You're welcome. So, Kira, could you give me a mini soul reading?
Absolutely. And so, take a breath and relax. And what's so beautiful is that I think we're all still feeling the vibration of that beautiful gift that you just shared. And as I'm connecting with you, the energy that I'm receiving is really all about that. It's about sharing. And everything that I'm hearing is just like, you know, remember that the more you share, the more you will care, the more that you will see that you have been looking for a greater vision or a greater expansion. And they're saying that that which you are looking for has already begun, and that it's funny. It's like what we've been talking tonight, your physical eyes, your inner eyes, and the cosmic presence are all unifying. And notice that's like another trinity. And I'm actually losing my voice as I'm sharing with you. And so what they're saying is that really release any need to know, any need to it's like this whole throat experience, and open your eyes wider, because they're saying that you have already been prepared and you are expanding through that gateway. And so I want you to take in that breath and just relax into that. And Jess, is there anything you would like to share, sweetheart?
I just keep seeing that trinity, the pyramid all around you, that you're walking into this pyramid. You are the goddess entering the temple. And who are you to not think that you are that powerful and that beautiful goddess?
Yeah.
Just, you do it.
Thank you, sweetheart. You are awesome. And we love you. Mwah. Many blessings, honey. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right, Sri. Well, let's take another caller over here at BBS, and then we'll go over to Oneness. And I'm seeing Joni from Michigan. Hey, Joni from Michigan.
Hello, Sri and Kira and Jess. You know, I actually called in to talk about the temple that you're uncovering on Tosa Mountain. But while I was on hold, I had this aha moment. Kara, you were talking about the need to release judgment and people that go in and out of, you know, so many of us are going in and out of the fifth dimension. And I realized that that is me. And the person that I have not released judgment of is myself. I am pretty darn good at releasing judgment of others, but not myself. And that was just a big aha moment for me.
Awesome.
But what I, yeah, it's very helpful. But what I wanted to say about the temple at Tosa Mountain is I feel that in my heart so often. Jess and I talk about the temple and about the mountain so much because we were both there together last October for Cosmic Origins. And I took a hike up the mountain, and I'm normally not a person that sees things. And so I discount, you know, oh, that's the other people that are more connected than I am. They see those things. They know those things. But I kept getting vision just in my mind again and again, going up the mountain and coming back down the mountain of the whole place, exactly what you're saying, being a city. And I knew it. As soon as you guys started talking about it, I just knew that that is what's there. And every time you show pictures on the Sunday show and the videos that you've made, I can just feel it in my heart. And I just wanted to connect with you all and let you know that how beautiful it is. And I just can't wait to come back.
Oh, honey, we can't wait for you to come back. Yeah. And you know, when you come back, there will be enough excavated for whatever it is that you need to reconnect with. Because as you've already known, even when I connect with it through you and Jess and Sri right now, I'm like dizzy. There's so much. And so yeah. I will, right? So let me give you a revelation, Jess, another first, audience, another first. So when we lived in Terra Nostra, Uruguay, we had probably some of the most profound cosmic we've ever had, as far as I'm talking direct 3D contact.
Yeah. A lot of UFO stuff.
A lot of UFO stuff. And we had what we called our landing pad, and we had put three pillars there. Because this was where there was this huge, it was very, very ancient temple, not much left. When we left Uruguay, we brought those pillars with us. And right next to that, we had had three pyramids, a masculine pyramid, a feminine pyramid, and a unified pyramid, and a 12-pillared temple that we built. And so when we played the video on Sunday, if you go back and you look at it again, so it's the very beginning part there where Bria starts talking and I slowed it down and she's saying, well, you know, right here, he wants to excavate. What you might not have noticed was it's an entire interior courtyard with the center stone still in it. And what I realized, and Sri and I confirmed together, was that the reason the cosmic eye crystal came to us in Uruguay, probably the whole reason we went to Uruguay, was so that that stone would then come back here, be placed on the pillars from the cosmic landing pad in Uruguay up at the top of this temple. And so I'm sharing that with you right now because we plan on doing that, and we plan on putting in the 12-pillared temple. We will put in the 12 pillars again and make the circle temple inside of that courtyard. So we are activating it. We are bringing it forward. So Joni, I just thought you should hear that first.
I am so grateful to hear that and feel so blessed. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. That is just enormous.
More fun ahead.
Yeah, no, we are, I mean, like everything within, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Much love to all three of you.
Oh, and to you, Joni, and your torch is on its way. You will have it soon. I'm excited. Send me a picture when you have it in your hands.
I will.
Thank All right, you. Honey. Thank
love
you.
You.
We love you.
Love you.
Yeah. How did that, and how about you, Jess? How did that feel for you?
So amazing. I mean, that's blowing me away. I thought I heard a hint of some pillar action in one of your videos or somewhere, and that just makes total sense. That took my breath away, and that cosmic eye, it's like a keystone.
Exactly. I think it's why we went to Uruguay. And you know what? We are out of time. How does that happen? I'm so
I don't
used
know.
To a two-hour show. I'm like, how did this happen? Is it not even possible that we're out of time?
We have all the time in the world.
Oh.
But this video is going to end.
But yeah. And so, hey, you know, I do want to share with all of you that are on hold. Talk to us tomorrow night at the arrival.
Yeah.
Bring your spiritual championship, shriandkira.com. Come on.
Take a breath and take action. Beloved ones, get with us tomorrow and kick in a dollar donation so that we can support the people that are needing food in the indigenous villages. It's just a way of expressing our love and our support for each other and for our ancestors and those lineage holders of the ancestry.
Yes.
But please,
this is not just for women. It's for
everybody, call, bring your friends, let people know. Tomorrow, go to shriandkira.com, click on the link, you can't miss it. Get your name in there
because arrival.
We're going to have fun, we're going to lift, you'll be glad you did it.
Jess, you want to give them any final inspiration?
Thank you so much. I just feel this beautiful connection and unification coming in between us all. I feel all of our hearts connected, and let's do this.
Let's do this. Shriandkira.com, the arrival tomorrow night. Be there.
See you soon.
We love you. Many blessings and namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com. Or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shriad Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.